These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 10th, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. In an attempt to restore harmony of the Milk Producers Marketing Board, Huntley Farmers led other McHenry County producers in a vote of confidence for their representatives on the co-op board, Robert Oman. The farmers were further encouraged when Victor May said he would purchase milk for his processing facility from co-op members. Rival contractors were at odds with the decision of Mayor Arwin Price to extend time for bidding on supplementary improvements to the pavement on South Street. Price allowed some bidders to supplement bids when some of the bidders failed to include patching and scarifying in their proposals. A.W. Johnson was the main objector, indicating that he should be allowed to resubmit since other bidders now knew his proposal's costs. It was a story of a real man's struggle that grabbed the corner of the front page. It was about Smitty, a derelict, and it was about a rainy day, like the day itself had dawned. Smitty came to Elgin from Keokuk, Iowa. Smitty was reminded of his mother, whose throwaway life was devoted to her children, despite being unable to pay either the butcher, baker, or candlestick maker. Despite her devotion, her children now scorned the wrinkled woman whose youth was spent raising them. Smitty lamented that. Smitty himself was a veteran. His leg was one of the losses he suffered in the cause of war. He now was among the growing numbers, nearly 6 million unemployed. He sells pencils downtown and relies on the pennies, nickels, and dimes like those tossed to his kind in any city or town. A mechanic by trade, his situation cannot be easily repaired, but he wants people to know he's not alone. He used to laugh about the rainy day he would save for. Now it's here, and he wants others to recognize that day has come for many. Elgin prospers, and for Smitty, Elgin residents are generous and share. But there are many other Smitties. To the reporter, Smitty suggested the story remain untold, but it must be told, and was, and will be again, and maybe again. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 Years Ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the Elgin Area Historical Society on the web at www.elginhistory.org.